Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you're here, it's probably because you're looking for a way to understand these complex business frameworks without, reading a 600-page manifesto.
We get it.
And too often, things like SAFe or even pure Scrum, they just end up generating more meetings, more docs, than actual velocity. It's a framework bloat.
That bloat is exactly what our source material today is designed to fight. We're diving into a proposed structure called FlowOS, the Flow Operating System. It was developed by a team led by Rob Van Linde.
Right.
And it's built specifically to solve really two critical problems in modern change management.
Let's unpack those twin problems right away, because I think this is where FlowOS really sets itself apart.
Absolutely. So problem number one is exactly what you said, the rigidity, the bureaucracy. Traditional systems, they scale, but they often scale inefficiency first. They get so dependent on specific, very expensive tools.
Right.
And problem number two, which is incredibly relevant, especially in Europe, is data sovereignty and vendor lock-in.
You mean the reliance on these massive, usually U.S.-based tech providers for everything, task management, collaboration.
Precisely. I mean, think about the dominant tools today, Jira, Miro, Monday. FlowOS actually calls out that using these creates huge data governance risks for EU organizations.
With GDPR enforcement getting tighter and court rulings like Schrems II, you're saying that relying on non-EU cloud infrastructure is a real liability.
It's a huge liability. So if your core framework forces you into U.S. cloud dependency, you're basically trading operational agility for pretty serious legal and financial risks down the road.
Not to mention the enormous cost of trying to migrate out once you're locked in.
That's the core insight. FlowOS is designed from the ground up to be EU first in spirit. It prioritizes data control and minimal dependency.
So our mission today is to dig into how this framework actually does that, how it delivers these lightweight, human-centric solutions for, an 18-month cycle?
Yeah, with what they call minimal viable bureaucracy.
Minimal viable bureaucracy. I love that. So let's look at the foundational architecture.
Mm.
FlowOS isn't some radical new invention, right? It's more of a synthesis.
It's a very smart remix. They took the best ingredients. You have the goal setting of OKR, the feedback loop of design thinking, and the visual flow of Kanban.
So the goal isn't to replace Scrum everywhere, but to offer a simpler, more strategic wrapper that can sit on top of it.
Or replace it entirely if it's causing that bloat we talked about.
And this philosophy comes through immediately in their core principle, the one that governs everything. It's from the Dutch perspective, right?
That's it. Good is good genoeg.
Good is good enough.
It's the engine of pragmatism. So many transformation efforts just stall because teams are chasing that last 20% of perfection. They burn massive amounts of time before a real user ever sees anything.
But FlowOS mandates the opposite. It's an anti-perfectionism stance where done is explicitly greater than perfect.
The 80% rule. And it's radical, especially in engineering cultures. It means leaders have to get comfortable shipping a functional prototype quickly and learning from real failure, not debating hypothetical ones forever.
And that mindset must connect directly to the tool-agnostic approach. I mean, if you're only building an 80% prototype, you probably don't need a massive enterprise system to track it.
Exactly. You don't.
So how tool-agnostic are we really talking here? Can a company actually run a whole transformation without some expensive software license?
The documentation insists on it, yes. The beauty here is that the process dictates the tool, not the other way around. And because of that EU-first directive, they explicitly suggest solutions that guarantee local control and data sovereignty.
Okay, so give us the stack. What's the minimalist version?
The recommended minimal stack is basically this. Filein or maybe Nextcloud for secure sovereign file storage.
Right.
A whiteboard physical or digital for visualization and a spreadsheet like LibreOffice Calc for tracking metrics. That's it.
That's the entire infrastructure.
That's the whole thing. You just eliminated the barrier of buying, integrating, and training on these huge, risky platforms.
That's compelling. But if you strip away the tools, the rules for managing time and strategic focus must have to be incredibly strict, right? To prevent chaos.
They are. It uses four layered time horizons. This ensures strategy doesn't get lost in the day-to-day. At the top, you have the vision. That's 12 to 18 months. The big North Star.
Okay, the long view.
It's designed to combat the tyranny of the sprint, where our teams get so focused on two-week increments, they lose the big picture.
And then we zoom in from there.
Yep. Next are the quarterly MGMT objectives. They color code them blue. These are the validated high-level goals from leadership.
Blue for leadership. Got it.
Then you drill down to the quarterly team objectives, which are yellow. This is team-owned execution.
And the most granular layer.
Two results. They're green. These are the actionable tasks designed for really short cycles, like 4 to 6 weeks. The colors aren't just for decoration. They're a visual cue for ownership and the type of work.
Okay, so understanding how these goals move from one stage to the next is key. FlowOS defines 3 distinct workflow zones. Can you walk us through the journey of an idea?
Yeah, it's a funnel, and it's designed to enforce focus. It all starts in the strategy stream. The input is just raw leadership goals, like we need to grow revenue by 10%.
A pretty common starting point.
But the output has to be a validated, well-defined MGMT objective, not just a vague wish.
And that validated objective then moves to the discovery gate.
Correct. The discovery gate is where strategy shifts to action. The input is that validated MGMT objective. The output is a set of prioritized team objectives and the key results you need to test them.
And then finally, the execution engine.
Which takes those key results and produces the actual shippable solutions, and this is critical, the data you use for the next strategic cycle.
Okay, you said this strategy stream output hinges on this non-tool step.
Yeah.
The 5 whys. I have to admit, this is where I'd raise an eyebrow. The 5 whys is crucial, but how do you enforce it? What stops leaders from just stopping at why number 2? Because the real root cause is, you know, politically sensitive or just too hard to fix.
That's a really valid challenge. And FlowOS tries to counter that by embedding the 5 whys into the role structure, which we can get to.
Yeah.
And by making the process visible, it's mandatory. You literally cannot scope work in the discovery gate until that root cause is on the board.
So the framework itself becomes a lever to force the difficult conversation.
Exactly. You're fixing the problem, not just the symptom. The source uses a great example. The goal is reduce user drop-off during onboarding. You ask why 5 times, and you might find the root cause isn't about needing a better tutorial. The root cause is actually poor UX design.
Which is a much harder, more systemic problem to solve.
Right. And FlowOS stops you from wasting 18 months optimizing a bad tutorial when the foundation is cracked.
That clarity is powerful, and that simplicity seems to carry through to the board structure itself.
It has to. Since it's tool agnostic, the board is just pure Kanban. MGMT objectives feed team objectives, which break down into key results. Then they flow through the usual states. On hold, in progress, review, done.
And you could do that on a wall with sticky notes or in something open source like Wecon or Taiga?
Precisely. The process is portable. The logic is identical no matter the tool.
So the true engine of focus here, the real operational heartbeat, is the workshop around that discovery gate. This is where strategy becomes tactics.
This is where the discipline is paramount. The Vision Guardian presents that validated objective and the root cause. Let's stick with poor UX design. Then the teams brainstorm potential solutions. Those become their team objectives.
But every team has too many good ideas. You can't chase them all. This is where the framework forces a decision, right? With the impact effort matrix.
Yes. It's ruthless prioritization. You plot all your ideas, high impact, low effort, that's a DON now W. Maybe it's add a simple contact form to the signup page.
Okay, an easy win.
But high impact, high effort, that's a schedule later. That might be redesign the entire database architecture. The matrix forces you to chase immediate high value wins first.
And this leads us to the non-negotiable part. The max 3 enforcement.
This is the genius of the focus. Most teams fail because they're working on 20 things at 5% effort. FlowOS strictly enforces a maximum of 3 team objectives per quarter.
Only 3.
And a maximum of 3 key results per team objective, period.
Hang on. Does that strict focus sacrifice responsiveness? I mean, what if a huge opportunistic idea comes up mid-quarter? Does this rigidity mean you just miss it? What's the trade-off?
That's the critical tension, you're right. And FlowOS accepts that trade-off, but it gives you a mechanism. If a brilliant idea comes up, it doesn't get shoved into the current work stream. It goes directly to the on-hold column, which is color-coded light red.
So on-hold isn't a graveyard for ideas. It's a disciplined waiting room.
Exactly. And the Flowmaster role is tasked with rigorously enforcing that max 3 rule. Anything extra goes into the light red zone, and it waits for the mandatory quarterly cleanup.
The quarterly cleanup.
Where the team decides, together, if the idea is still valuable or if it should be archived. The absolute priority is to finish the 3 objectives you committed to.
That discipline lets teams stick to the core execution rule for key results,
right,
delivering those 80% prototypes. And I think the framework encourages testing with as few as 5 users.
Yes, just 5 users. It gives you enough signal to pivot or persevere without spending 6 figures on a full launch. It's fast, cheap, sovereign, and completely learning driven.
Okay, let's move from mechanics to management. FlowOS sounds very human-centric, trying to avoid permanent job titles that create silos. It uses these temporary rotational roles instead.
The rotation is key. It forces cross-functional understanding. You don't own a role, you just fill it for a week or a quarter. It ensures everyone understands the challenges of both strategy and execution.
Can you give us an example of how these roles reinforce the flow?
Sure. You have the Vision Guardian. Their job during their rotation is to constantly ask, why does this matter? They are the ones who enforce the five whys to validate the root cause. They own the strategic link.
And then there's the Discovery Lead. Their focus is on execution.
Exactly. Their question is, what's the simplest, fastest test we can run? They reinforce that 80% prototype mentality. And this kind of organizational flexibility is only really possible because the framework is defined by the process, not by tool limitations.
And we connect this all back to that minimalist tool set. This approach seems perfect for organizations that just can't afford that big enterprise IT overhead.
It's a massive cost reduction. They specifically list EU-friendly open source options because they trust their process more than some proprietary software. So storage is on Phylon or Nextcloud. Data analysis is local with LibreOffice Calc. Devs use their standard tools like VS Code. All the data stays in-house under local jurisdiction.
This all sounds intellectually really sound. But what about in the real world? Does this disciplined, zero-budget approach actually deliver results?
This is where the Source Materials case study about a nonprofit is so telling. This organization was losing new user signups because of onboarding friction, and they had literally zero budget for new tools or consultants.
Zero budget, so they were stuck.
Completely stuck in analysis paralysis. So they adopted the FlowOS structure. The team used a physical whiteboard for the five whys validation. They realized the root cause wasn't lack of interest, it was a broken signup pathway.
And how do they prioritize?
They used a huge piece of paper for an impact effort matrix and just taped it to the wall.
So their entire strategy stream was run on office supplies?
Precisely. Their key results were focused on quick fixes. They didn't redesign the whole website. They prototyped a new pathway drawn on paper and tested it with five staff members acting as new users.
And where did they track all this?
Feedback went into a shared Phylon document, and the conversion data was tracked in a simple spreadsheet.
And the outcome of this $0 transformation?
Their user drop-off rate was reduced by 10% in 6 weeks. The lesson is pretty profound. FlowOS proves that success isn't about tool sophistication or budget. It's about disciplined structure, that forced focus of the Max 3 rule, and the mandatory pragmatism of getting something 80% done. The process works with pen and paper.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? FlowOS offers a really compelling blueprint. It uniquely blends that long-term 18-month strategic vision with an extremely disciplined quarterly focus through the Max 3 rules. And it mandates that pragmatism with the 80% rule. It feels like a clear, lightweight path for any organization, especially those valuing data sovereignty and trying to cut that framework bloat.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture of focus, FlowOS forces organizational discipline. We talked about that light red on hold column, the waiting room for good ideas. The framework explicitly warns that just letting that list grow and grow is a failure of leadership.
You're right. It's organizational clutter. It's mental debt.
And the solution is that mandatory quarterly cleanup where the team ruthlessly archives or just deletes ideas that no longer serve the current strategy. And this raises an important question for you to think about. FlowOS forces discipline by mandating the Max 3 rule and quarterly house cleaning of ideas. So how often do you consciously archive or remove old projects or commitments that are cluttering your focus? And are you willing to enforce a strict Max 3 rule in your own work or in your team's quarterly planning?
The ultimate test of minimalism, not what you choose to put in, but what you choose to aggressively remove. A fantastic thought to chew on. Thank you for diving deep with us into the mechanics and philosophy of FlowOS. We'll see you next time.